The proposal would channel $50 million a year for the next 20 years to rural communities throughout Wisconsin. The money would be used for initiatives like low-interest loans for dairies and a scholarship program for students who take agriculture classes at state colleges. The bill passed the Budget Committee unanimously, but some Democrats argued it was too small, especially compared to the state's massive investment in tech giant Foxconn. Republican Representative Mary Felskowski of Irma pushed back on that before the vote.
And I know maybe that there's larger economic development initiatives in larger areas, but 10 jobs, 50 jobs to Tomahawk, Wisconsin is like 1,000 jobs to Madison.
The bill has yet to pass the full state Senate and Assembly. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.